Now, Heidi, I know you're very interested in sleep. Here's a question that's come in from Helen. She wants to know, why are we so creative in our dreams and why can't we be this creative when we're awake?
Sleeping and dreaming is not something that we understand very well. But we do know a little bit about what's going on in the brain while we sleep, and that might give us a hint to why we might be a bit more creative in our dreams. So there are different stages of sleep, and we dream in all these different stages. But the dreaming that she's thinking about is probably the one that happens during REM sleep. So the rapid eye movement sleep that happens at the end of each cycle. So we go through stage 1, 2, 3, and 4 into deeper and deeper sleep. And during this stage, we know that the hippocampus, so the bits of the brain that's to do with memory, sort of replays the memories that we've been making throughout the day, basically just reactivates the different parts of the cortex that was involved when we experiencing something during the day. So let's say that we were picking blackberries from this bush that we found, so then it's kind of playing that back so that we remember where that bush was and so we can find those delicious blackberries again. But in the REM sleep, what happens is kind of the hippocampus goes out of the picture, and then we start to try and integrate this memory into the other memories that we already have. So then you kind of get more sort of different parts of the brain going off. And then if you then wake up during this time, then probably you'll be remembering these kind of strange connections between sort of things that aren't really, they don't really seem to be that related. But then your brain may try and kind of integrate that and make a story out of it. So that's kind of why dreams might, you know, be a bit weird.
And the question that she's asking is, why can't we be this creative in waking
life?
Or can we?
Well, maybe we can. I mean, maybe if we kind of... So one thing that we also know about REM sleep is that the frontal part of your brain, which is kind of to do with the more sensible, you know, you choose to do something and not something else, you kind of direct your attention to something specific. So this is kind of your controller in a way in your brain. We know that this kind of shuts down a bit during REM sleep. So this also kind of allows you to sort of just freely associate or just random concepts that aren't normally connected or you wouldn't normally associate, suddenly they can sort of start to connect. So if you could do that while you're awake, then maybe you could also become a bit more creative.
I'll bear that in mind, and hopefully we're going to see enormous creativity on the Naked Scientist of the Future. Thank you, Heidi.